It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us open our Bible and read Psalms 23. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. The Psalms of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, your tender loving care to us. Thank you for all answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles for the whole week you sustain us. Thank you, Lord, for countless blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you and praise you in whatever situation we pass through. We will honor you and praise you and obey you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you. Lord, we confess and renounce our sins, Lord. As you said in your word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us from our stubbornness, unforgiveness, anger, the spirit of doubt. Lord, cleanse us and purify us. We commit ourselves not to do it again. Let us now pray for our personal petition and request to God. Hear our prayer and listen to our cry, Lord. We believe in your promises, that whatever we ask, according to your will, you will answer us. We pray you make a way and help us and meet all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who will be a good example to the people around them. We pray to bless them, sustain their needs, and protect them from the work of the devil. Help them to continue to do your will in their lives. We pray for the husband, anoint them with the Holy Ghost to lead their families to the path that you want them to go through. Give them wisdom, good help, and strength to lead their families in the way of righteousness. We pray to every wife to bless them. Give them strength and help them to live a submissive life to your word and to their husband. Help them as parents to unite in training their children in holy living. We pray, Lord, help them to be like Christ's image to their children. We pray for the children to be obedient to your word and to their parents. We pray for our parents to grant them good health and strengthen them as they do their responsibilities and be a good blessing to others. We pray for our siblings, lead them in the right way of life, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing. Lord, we pray to bless our jobs and the place that we are working. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly pastor to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give us new clients, new investors, customers, and income so we will receive our salaries on time and give our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others. Bless the work of our hands and help us to do your will in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our brethren. Bless them. Anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them in the path you want them to go. Help them to persevere, to be faithful in facing the pressure of this world. Lord, we pray to protect them, provide for them, heal them, Lord, and solve their problems. Embrace them with your love in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to be with us in preaching of your word to them. We pray to do wonders, miracles and wonders in the life of the lost souls. Lord, we pray, put in our mouth the best way how to evangelize, to teach them. We pray, open their hearts and minds to believe and obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UEA and the extension of the church in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all logistic needs, offices, and the documentation needed for the church. Lord, we thank you and praise you for all the places that you allow your church to expand. Lord, we pray to bless and help my brethren in those countries. We pray for the salvation of the lost in all those countries. Lord, we pray, give us favor in the sight of those who are in the government and provide for all the logistic and documents needed. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and regulations and laws in those countries and to be good citizens. Lord, protect all those places so we too, your church, will be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we lift up unto you all the ministries of the church. We pray to bless and spread the congregations to other places and countries not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to reveal yourself to them, Lord, through vision and dreams. Lord, we pray to bless the church school, church clinic, church banking, farming ministry, watchman ministry, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, the publication and the website. Lord, we pray to go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use the social media to preach your word and to share to them how to live a holy life. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray to grant us the spiritual gift that we need for your church to be built. Help us, Lord, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifests on us in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us with the Holy Spirit in order to honor you in our lives as a living sacrifice into your presence. Humble us, O Lord, to obey and follow you more and do your will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayer, our songs, our giving, and the message today. Let your message transform us and change us to be like you, Lord, that we may bring glory, adoration in your precious holy name. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
By his righteousness and power, into your presence with our body, soul, and spirit, O Lord God, and we will wait patiently again for your touch, for your mighty power to befall upon us. We welcome you, O Holy Spirit. Minister to each one of us. Thank you, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that your people have come together to worship you in spirit and truth.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that we have that weapon of warfare, the praises of God in our mouth. We praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's declare our weapon. Worshiping and honoring your name. We thank you, Lord God, that you have promised victory. Thank you, Lord. Continue to declare your glory, O God, in this characteristic. I shout of victory. Give thanks to our Lord.
Thank you.
your people. We are ready to face you any time of the day, whenever you will come, or until the time that you will take us with you. Yes, O Lord God, as we continue to walk in this place, this earth that you have created for us, we continue to obey you and honor you. This is our commitment in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes in offering to God. Kindly open our Bible in the Malachi chapter 3, verses Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will do rebuke the devourer for your sake, that he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast your fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord, I praise you and thank you for everything that we have because of you. You are our provider. And as we give what is due for you, we act with faith, knowing you will fulfill your promises to us, to open the windows of heaven, to pour out your blessings, that there shall no room enough to receive it. Lord, rebuke the devourer in our lives as we trust and obey you. May this money, Lord, will help the poor and needs of your church. This all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled The Fear of God, Part 17, The Judgment of God, The Door of Hope. The Fear of God, Part 17, The Judgment of God, The Door of Hope. Open your Bibles in Hosea chapter 2, verse 15. Hosea chapter 2, verse 15. And I will give her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, we thank you and we praise you. Father God, as we hearken unto your message to us today, search our hearts and examine our lives and lead us to the road of everlasting life. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message to us. Your name be exalted and adored in Jesus' name. Amen. God is so particular in his word to recall painful events in the history of the life of his people. And he considers them events that bring blessings to them. So when God sent judgment, you should not see the painful part, the painful and destructive part of it, but also the good part of it and the good purpose of God from that particular event. In the book of Joshua, God dealt with the sin that Achan, son of Carmi, committed against God. Let us read the whole story. Joshua chapter 7, verses 1 to 26. Joshua chapter 7, verses 1 to 26. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Sabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took off the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and speak unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they played before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round, and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own staff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourself against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel. There is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by household, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with a cursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought fully in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites, and he brought the family of the Zarhites man by man. And Sabdai was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Sabdai, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord of God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among thy spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, It was hid in his tent and the silver under it. And he took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua and unto all the children of Israel and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burnt them with fire. After they had stoned them with stones, and they raised over him a great heap of stone unto this day. So the Lord turned from the furnace of his anger. Wherefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. From the way that God put his judgment on Achan and his family and on the whole Israelite and judged the sin that was committed, we can conclude important warning lessons and ask the following. Number one, God's judgment is sudden. God keeps silent for a time, giving chance to Achan to confess his sin and renounce it, and return what he is stolen to the treasury of God. But when he failed to repent, God acted and judged him. Therefore, put in your mind, God may keep silent for a certain period of time on a certain sin that you are doing, waiting for you to repent and amend your ways. But when you will not repent, then God may act suddenly in a time that you are not expecting and expose your sin and deal with you. Number two, God's judgment is radical. Achan and his whole family affected by the judgment of God, for all of them were put to death. Why God put all of them to death? Because sure, they knew what their father did, but they did not do their part to convince him to repent. Neither they reported him. Therefore, put in your mind, when you sin, then those who are covering up with your sin, they will be affected by you. Also, put in your mind that when you cover up and condone somebody else's sin, then sure, When God will judge that person who committed such a sin, God's judgment will reach to you also. Number three, God's judgment is with justice. God would never give his people a victory over the wicked people of the land. If his people keep sin in their lives and do wrong as the non-believers do. Therefore, put in your mind that when you start to depart from God doing certain sins, then you will lose the favor of God in your life. And you will be put down, and God will allow enemies to rise against you and will have victory over you. Number four, God's judgment is within the church context. Joshua and the whole Israelites were mobilized and forced to deal with sin. God failed their first trial to conquer the city of Ai and causes them some losses. Such God allowed in order to direct their attention to a sin inside the church. Therefore, the whole church was mobilized to find out that particular person and the family that was working in contrary to God's will and commands. Therefore, put in your mind that when the church is exposed to certain defeat, then we need to work out to find out what the hidden sin and the culprit people who are responsible for such a sin and deal with them. Mm-hmm. Number five, God's judgment will expose the sin and the motive behind it. The covetousness of Achan and his greed was behind that sin. When God exposed that sin, showed also what was in the heart of Achan of covetousness, that he put aside that command of God and yielded to his sinful heart. Such sin justified the judgment of God in order to purge this sin from the midst of the camp of his church by putting to death the person who did it and those who keep silent to cover what he did. But God allowed the defeat of the Israelites in order to direct their attention to that sin, in order for them to deal with it, in obedience to God, who required his people to stand with him against sin. It is a terrible way when sin is not repented of, and God would finally intervene to clean his church and purge the evil from among his people, as what we observe here to what God did in the sin of Achan. God spoke about Joshua 7 the following through his prophet Hosea. Hosea chapter 2 verse 15. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Here the valley of Achor is the same place that Achan and his family members were stoned and burned. The valley of Achor, the meaning of it, is the valley of trouble. God brought great trouble upon Achan and his family, who troubled the whole Israelites by their sin and disobedience to God. When God said, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, he means that what trouble had happened due to sin and with the troubles that the judgment of God brought upon the sins, then that was the door of hope and the beginning of the restoration for his church and his people. If sin was not dealt with, then God's people are no better than the non-believers. That is why when God is dealing with you justly for certain sins in your life, then you will have trouble as a consequence of such. But later on, there will be restoration. Amen. And so in God's judgment, there is hope. For when God judges, he will bring discipline and correction and cleansing from evil and lessons for sinners to depart totally from sins. Certain events in the life of the church are so painful and sorrowful when God's judgment inflicts losses on the life of his church and his people. But such kind of judgment is needed to bring correction, justice, sanctification, and the fear of God once again to be instituted in the life of his church. The church should not be afraid to face sin and deal properly with those who trespass the laws of God and do evil. The church should work with God in this matter and comply with him when he is leading the church to deal with those who do wickedness and hide their sins. There is no hope for the church today if we'll not go with God to the valley of Achor and deal with those who work wickedly against God. There is hope and restoration when sin is dealt with and sinners judge, as we can read here, Hosea chapter 2 verse 15. And I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Let us explain that verse and get further encouraged with the ways of God to deal justly with sin. Letter A, I will give her her vineyards. Only after judgment, God will restore and will give his people the good things that will fill their lives with God's provision and with refreshment and joy. Therefore, rejoice as God is chastising you, for after that, you will be blessed by God. Letter B, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. After dealing with sin and judging sinners, the despair that accompanied God's wrath will replace with hope and confidence in God's goodness. As you persevere in receiving the discipline of God and repent for your sins, then your faith will be strengthened and will trust God that He is going to restore you. Letter C, and she shall sing as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. The joy will be restored, and many testimonies will be uttered and spoken of the goodness of God, as what happened when God delivered out his people out of the land of Egypt from the hand of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. In the same way, as your faith will increase, as God start to restore you, then you will start to praise God and testify about his goodness and faithfulness. The Valley of Achor is also mentioned in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 10. And Sharon shall be a fold of flax, and the Valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. Here the Valley of Achor, which is the Valley of Trouble, is a place for the herds to lie down. And the Valley of Achor, a place for the herds to lie down in. David says about God in Psalms 23, verse 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. When you comply with God and work with Him to deal with sin, then that will be the way for you to seek God. And in this way, the Valley of Achor would be a green pasture for you, and your lives will be refreshed and revived, and you will be renewed. As is said in Hosea chapter 2, verse 15, and I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the Valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And the Valley of Achor, a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. The way we seek God and draw near to Him is when we comply with Him to purge sin from the midst of us. The church that does not compromise and cleanse her members and ministries from sin is a God-seeking church. Through that discipline and dealing with sin, most of the time bring temporarily troubles and losses upon the church, as what had happened in Joshua 7. But finally, as the church comply and stand with God, the Lord shall restore his blessings back to the church and to his people. Mm-hmm. When the church deals with sin, some members will get upset and might leave the church. That might be painful, but the church would not progress in victory and move forward and advance into new places unless sin is dealt with. The way that ministers and leaders would seek God is when they are standing at the gate of Hades, dealing with sins and expelling demons and combating the power of darkness. Complacency and putting aside God's discipline and compromising with sin that will bring more bondage and troubles in the life of the church and his people. In Acts chapter 5, we read that Peter dealt courageously with sin as Joshua dealt courageously with the sin of Achan in Joshua 7. Let us read the whole event of that. Acts chapter 4, verses 36 to 37, and chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Acts chapter 4, verses 36 to 37, and chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why had Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all of them that heard these things. And the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether ye sold the land for so much? And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee. And shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. The judgment of God against Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, was as the following. Number one, God's judgment was immediate. God immediately judged them, and he gave not a long time for them to think about their sin to repent. Therefore, the judgment of God is coming, and when it comes, no one can stop or postpone. Sometimes, God gives long space of time, but in other occasion, no space of time given. Therefore, repentance from the side of the sinners and dealing with sin and sinners from the side of the church has no other alternative, because sure, the judgment of God is coming. Therefore, repent immediately from any sin of yours, because God's judgment may come at any time, and even now. Number two, God's judgment was sudden. The exposure of that sin was with a sudden discernment that God gave to Peter to discover the sin of Ananias and Sapphira. Therefore, we need to be discerning and commit ourselves to God to be willingly dealing with sin and sinners as God exposes them. Number three, God's judgment was radical. Ananias and Sapphira tried to hide their wrong motive, but God exposed them and dealt with them. Ananias and Sapphira brought some of the money to the church, but still God put them immediately to death in, in judgment to their wrong motive of giving. Holiness to God is more important to the life of the church than their finances. Ananias and Sapphira gave because they wanted their names to be known as givers and to be similar to Barnabas, who gave wholeheartedly to God, as we read here in verse 36 and 37. And Joseph, who by the apostle was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Number four, sin and the motive behind it were exposed. The sin of Ananias and Sapphira was boasting and showing off. They wanted to say that even themselves, they are givers as others before them gave. Lies and hypocrisy in God's presence brought such first judgment on them. Number five, God's judgment was within the church context. The church witnessed entirely the judgment of God on the sin of Ananias and Sapphira. Peter and the rest of the young men did their part and stood with the Lord, who was executing his judgment on sinners. Therefore, and in the same way, we need to stand wholeheartedly with God in dealing with sin and sinners. Number six, the fear of God sees the whole church. Acts 5:11, and great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. God's judgment imparted the fear of God on those who heard what God did to deal with sin and with those who trespass against his sanctuary. We need to welcome the judgment of God on sinners, because his fear will be imparted to the church and his people will be more motivated to repent and renounce their sins. My dear and beloved, God can work miraculously through his church to deal with sin and with those who hide in practicing wickedness. When God is cleaning his church and dealing with sin and sinners, is a blessing. Our hope will be restored when we seek God and stand and agree with him of how he is dealing with wickedness. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the death to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that's teaching me new things. Thank you, Lord, for every time you are dealing with sin and wicked people who are hiding their sins. Come now to the Lord, repent and renounce all your sins. Renounce your greed, worldliness, the love of money, covetousness, boasting, showing off, telling lies, your wrong motive of giving, your covering up and condoning sin. Lord, forgive me. I renounce and repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit my life to stand with you and not be discouraged in times as these. Lord, sustains me and upholds me with your grace to continue to serve you and fulfill your purpose. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, bless my brothers and sisters who repented and committed their lives to you, to live in holiness and to serve you and stand with you in dealing with sin. Lord, uphold them with your grace. Protect them and provide all their needs and sustain them. Lord, bless us as your church and uphold us with your grace and mercy so that we will continue to serve you. Lord, we commit our lives to you to cleanse ourselves and our families and your church from sins and to live in holiness, standing with you in times that you deal with sin and sinners. Lord, we commit ourselves to stand firm to deal with the sinful practices, to correct your people, and to rebuke and deal with those who persist in their sins. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and serve you. To evangelize, to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus, and to make new disciples, and train new workers to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church. Multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning.